Gelan a zayin of the days. Omar Rami bar Choma. Yesh chupel psulos bondul machlokus of meir of blazer v'shimin. Same machlokus of meir and blazer v'shimin that a kohen who married a grusha but didn't consummate the marriage, since she is mishtameres labia psula of meir holds that she's possible ready to truma, even if she's a bas kohen she can't truma from her father anymore, as long as they're still married. If he divorces her, even Rav Meir holds that she goes back to being able to eat truma. And Rav Lozor of Shimon hold no, that she is mutter to eat truma until they'll consummate the marriage. There was no bia, and the mela she didn't become pasul. The same thing over here. Chupa lipsulos, the way Rashi learns, so we will learn, that there was only chupa, and there was no bia. So according to Rav Meir, if Kiddushin makes her pasul, surely chuppah, which is closer to bia, makes her pasul. And Karam Rosh Hashimin, since there's no bia, she's still mutter. It says, Rav Meir, the Omar Kiddushin pasul, chuppah nomi pasul. According to Rav Meir, that Kiddushin pasul, even without bia, so chuppah also. According to Rav Huna, chuppah also makes Kiddushin, and therefore it's the same thing. Rav Elezer of Shimon, the Amri Kedushin lo pasle, but according to Rav Elezer of Shimon, who say that Kedushin don't pasle her, only Bia, Chupa nomi lo pasle. Chupa also is no Bia, so it doesn't pasle her either. The Ashil Rav Meir, the Amri Kedushin pasle, Chupa below Kedushin nomi pasle. Okay. Zemara says, no, Mimai, maybe not. Dilma adkan lo koma Rav Meir hosom elepe Kedushin, dekonila. Right, maybe Rav Meir said his din that she becomes pasul only where kinyan kaspo, right? Since kinyan kaspo is machel betruma, so where he's kona her bekesef, right, or bishtar, so then the what's it called? It pasuls her because the kinyan kesef has an effect when it comes to truma. But over here chuppa is lamaisa not really a kinyan, right? Chuppa without kedushin, chuppa ain't no kona below kesef or shtar, o kedushe bia kedushin perikam kedushin. Maybe he holds not like Rav Huna. That's what you have to learn in Rashi. And maybe he holds not like Rav Huna, that chuppa is not kona, and the mela it's not kinyan kesef, that there's an actual kinyan here, and the mela doesn't passel her. Inami, or perhaps the other way. Adkan lo kami Rav Elezer Rav Shimon hasam. Maybe Rav Elezer Rav Shimon only say that she's mutter in a case where you only made kedushin. Ela b'kedushin, the lo krivi labia. Kedushin is still a step away from bia because you still need nesuit. You need chuppa. Av chuppa de krivi labia, but chuppa which brings her once is one step closer to bia. Maybe they also hold mishtameres labia psula, where she's one step closer to bia, also passes her. Hachinami the pasul. Okay, so that's it's no raya from the case of our Mishnah to what's it called, to this shaila of chuppas psulos. Maybe even Rav Meir holds chuppa doesn't passel her without kedushin, only kedushin passels her, and maybe Rav Elezer of Shimon hold that chuppa does passel her even though kedushin doesn't passel her. Ela e equal a meimer with pluks of the hani tanoi. If you want to say the machlokus Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppa lepsulos or not, is dependent on a machlokus tanoim. It's not our Mishnah, but it's a different machlokus. The Tanya, nisu zu v'zu ksheros upsulos o shenichnasu lechup chuppa v'lo nivalu ochos mishalova ochos bitruma. Okay, the halacha is that min rabbanan an isha is only in arusa doesn't eat what's it called. Doesn't eat truma, but if she was nisu, if they had nisuin, then both ksheros upsulos, oh shenichnasu lekup chuppa v'lo nivalu, right? Or she went to the chuppa but wasn't yet nival, can eat truma, right? She is supported by her husband once there's nisuin, and she eats truma. Versus nichnasu mechlal the nisu, nisu mamish, right? Since it says nichnasu lechuppa. Mashna, what you call, that nisu means mamish nisuin, meaning that they had bia. Right? Can't be. Because if you had bia, what you call psulos, are pasul the truma. If he had beer with a posel la, she posels her to truma, she's a chalol. So it can't be that it's talking in either case that they mamash had beer. Ela lav, kigon shenichnas l'chupa v'lo nivalu. It's all one case. Nisu, zuvazuk sheiros, upsulos, shenichnas l'chupa v'lo nivalu. It's an explanation. It qualifies it. What's the case of nisu? Not where they actually had beer, but they were nichnas l'chupa v'lo nivalu. So they had chupa, but no beer. So then, what's it called? It says, ochlus mishalo v'ochlus betruma. That she can still eat truma, even though she's nesua to a pasula, right? She can eat truma. She doesn't become pasul to truma. Uktani ochlos mishalo v'ochlos to truma. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer. That's the end of this brisa. The end says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka says kol shebiyasa machilasa chupasa machilasa. The kol she'ain biyasa machilasa ain chupasa machilasa. If she would have bia, she would eat. Then if she only had chuppah, she'd also eat. But here, since if she'd have bia, she'd be pasul by the psulos. So therefore, even the chuppah pasuls her. So that's exactly the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. You see from over here, chuppah psula, chuppah by the psulos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, she doesn't eat. And according to the Tanakhama, she does. Mara says, me might. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Nisu, the Kohen, Zuvizu. If either of these women, Sheiros or Psulos, got married to a Kohen, got Nisuin, Umay Zuvizu, Sheiros or Psulos. Michlau, the Nisu Mamish, the Be'ilo. If you make it two cases, the first case would be Nisu, where they actually had Bia, and the second one is Nichnasal, the Chupa Velo Nivola. Can't be. Right? Bitmiya. And no one holds that if a woman who is posel to a Kohen lives with a Kohen, that she's still allowed to eat truma from her father, if her father's a Kohen. And she doesn't eat because of him. She's a halal. But she's in posel for truma of her father. Nobody doesn't hold like that. You have to learn the braisa that the second case qualifies the first case. Not two separate cases. What's the case of Nisu? Where Nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivola. They got married, but not where they where the Nisuin had bia. Just was they went to the chuppah without bia. Nisu keitzat kigon shenichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivola. It's all one case. Ochlus mishalo the chuppah lo pasla. The chuppah doesn't passel her from eating truma, and it doesn't. What's it called? And it's mechayiv him to feed her. Ein chupasa malchilasa, and Rabbi Shmuel says no. In Bas Yisrael, if she's a Bas Yisrael, the chupa psula doesn't feed her truma if her husband's a kohen. Valiba the Mishnah Achron, the Nisnan Bezin Shlachareim Amru, Ein ha'isha ocheles betruma, she tikonis the chupa. Right, the Mishnah Rishona held a woman can eat truma when she's an arusa. But the Mishnah Achron holds until she's an asua, she can't eat truma because we're afraid that either. She'll bring the truma to her father, brothers, or whatever, and feed them. She's a Bas Yisrael. Or that, what's it called, that he will find a mum in her when he actually is machnas of the chuppah, and the whole kedusha will be batel mafreya, and she will have eaten truma shaloka din. V'omer Rabbi Shmuel, chuppah psula ain't a machila. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, a chuppah that's psula does not feed her truma. V'hu adin bia. Right? Surely bia is not machila. But the makish chupa lebiya mashma the imbas kohen he chupa posalta could be also that since we're comparing it just like bia would passel her from eating truma of her father if she's a bas kohen so too the chupa of a chupa psula also passels her so here we have machlokas Rav and Shmuel's machlokas is this machlokas tonight Mar says mimai no maybe not Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Bruka Kareb Meir Svirale the Omar Kedushin lo achla. Hi, kol shekein biyasa machilasa, ein chupasa machilasa. So the Gemara says this. Maybe not. Maybe this is not the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel basically were arguing according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. But in Rabbi Meir, that what's it called that that kedushin pasels, and we said that there's a tzad to say that surely chupa pasels according to everybody. Right, so according on the tzad of Rav Meir, there perhaps Rav and Shmuel weren't arguing. Right, they were only arguing in Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. do Reb Elazar Reb Shimon who are matter kedusha, then they also matter chuppah or not. Okay, but in Reb Meir, everybody would agree that she's awesome, that she doesn't eat truma. So maybe Reb Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Bruka holds like Reb Meir, and that's not where Rav and Shmuel are arguing altogether. They're only arguing in Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. So the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not this same machlokas. This machlokas is the machlokas, the regular machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. And Rav and Shmuel are only arguing according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. The Omer Kedushin lo achla. Where it says, Hai kol she'ein biyasa machilasa, ein chuposa machilasa, kol she'ein biyasa machilasa, ein kaspa machilasa miboyale. Right? It should have said, not chuppah, what's it called, wherever the chuppah is not machil her, she'ein biyasa machilasa, right? It should have said, if it's going to a mayor, it should have said, all where the bia doesn't feed her, kesef also doesn't, even regular kedushin not. Koske, not chuppah. According to a mayor, it's not only chuppah that passes her, it's even what's it called, kedushin, without chuppah. So why does it go to chuppah? I might think that no, only chuppah where she's kar of labia. But kesef, maybe she's one step farther away from bia, maybe that doesn't pass to her. With Hosek Reb Meir, it should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only is she posel from chuppah, she's posel even from bia. Versus Dilma Aydin Omer Tanakama Chuppah Omer Yu Nomi Chuppah. No, it's no raya. Maybe since Enochanami, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Bruka holds that even Kesef passes it, even Kedushin, Lav Dafka Chuppah. But since the Tanakama spoke about Chuppah, right, that her, she could eat with, even with Chuppah, so he mentioned Chuppah too. But Enochanami, it's not only Chuppah, it's even what's it called Kedushin. But therefore, it could be that this machlokas is only according to Reb Meir, and therefore has nothing to do with the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, who are arguing in Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, who hold that kedushin doesn't passel. Then the shaila is whether chuppah passels or not. Rashi, okay, go on a little bit, or. Okay, I was planning on going to finish the rest of the Amid, but Menachem Tzvi's father was Nifter, so I'm going to stop here.
What is the end of chuppah?
What? It's a big sign of what chuppah is. Some say that it means yichud, the miyachid together. He brings her into his rishus, the miyachid. Some say it means mamash the chuppah that we have. Others say it means that he put his talus over her. What? No, that you're in a place which is miyuchah to the chosin. It's not yichud. Doesn't need mamash yichud, but it's miyuchah to the chosin. And they're both standing under there, and that's called nichnas l'rishusov. That's called his rishus. That's why the minig is to the chosin hires, the rents the chuppah place, and it'll be called rishusov.
Try at least to finish this on, but we're nun chesom aleph. In the middle of the Yomid, Omer of Amram, Ha Milso Omer Lon Rav Sheshes, Va'aner Inu La'ainin Mimas Nisan. The Inyan, again, we're discussing whether Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos or not. If a Chuppah P'sula, the way Rashi learns, it's only Chuppah, if that is worse than Kedushin, and even Rav Elezer and Rav Shimon, who hold that a Kedushin of a Apostle, since there's no Bia, doesn't passel her from Truma, but Chuppah, which is one step closer to Bia, may passel her. That's Rav Shita. And Shmuel holds, no, it's no different than Kedushin. In fact, the Gemara had a Havamina, had one Tzad, that even according to Reb Meir, who holds a Kedushin, is what's it called, passels her, but Chuppah, which doesn't make a Kenyan, doesn't passel her, even according to Reb Meir. So that's a shaila, which is machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or not. So Rav Amram brought down this inyan, and he, what's it called, this Rav Sheshes brought a raya from a Mishnah and Sota, to the shaila, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or not. Yesh chuppah l'psulos. He held that yesh chuppah l'psulos, like Shmuel, not like Rav. The Tana Tone, no, just the opposite. like Rav and not like Shmuel. Yesh chuppah lepsulos, that the chuppah, what's it called, is considered passes her from truma. The Tana Tone and the Mishnah supports this. The Mishnah in Sota. Amen. Shalos satisi arusa unesua shomeris yavan uknusa. So it says that she says amen, amen, and the extra amen is that he can be he's mashbia her to any tzad that she was mizana. Okay, whether she was mizana when she was in arusa or nesua, or if she was a shomeris yavam or knusa, or he was machnis the yavama. Any kind of case, if she was mizana, she takes a shvua that she wasn't mizana in any of these situations. Okay. So Mara says like this: Hai arusa hechidami. What's the case of an arusa? Yes, she takes a shvua that she wasn't mizana when she's an arusa. Ilei medekani lakshi arusa. He made kinui in order for a woman to drink mayim hamarim, so she has to have kinui and stira. Kina, that's what it's talking about over here. Kina is that he warned her in front of Edim that she shouldn't be alone with so-and-so. And then she went, and she was over his azara, his kinui. Kinui is a warning. And she was alone with that guy. And then, we don't know if she was mizana or she wasn't mizana, so she has a choice. She can go through the whole process, and if she goes through the whole process and survives it, she's obviously innocent. And she can decide not to go through the process, and then she has to get divorced. She's also to her husband. She has to get divorced, but nothing happens to her. And she loses her ksuba. Those are the two choices. So now, when is she, and she makes the shvua before she drinks the water. That means she decided to go through the process. So she's going through the process, right? How is it talking about? If it's talking where he made the kinui when she was in arusa, before he lived with her. He told her she was his wife, but she never lived with her. And he said, don't be alone with Ploni. Okay? And they call Mashkalok Sharusa, and she's still in Arusa now when she's going through the process. That means he's afraid that she lived with this guy, or she was alone with this guy, while she still was in Arusa. So he never lived with her. But he married. She's his wife. He warns her, don't be alone with so-and-so. And she was alone with so-and-so, and she's still in Arusa through the whole process. Right, arusa bas mishtoye, the arusa doesn't go through the process. Why? Hasnan, because we have a mission that says, arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosos v'lo notlas ksuba. An arusa and a shomeres yavam, who never lived with the husband. She shomeres yavam means she fell to yibum, but he never lived with her. So here he is, a woman that he's basically married to, right? Because a shomeres yavam, there's zika at least, right? And or an arusa, who he's mamish married to. It has to be v'ad ki sotis tachas ishech. She, what's it called? She was mizana under her husband. In other words, instead of her husband. But ishech means that the guy lived with her. But the husband never lived with her. He's not called ishech. He's only an arus, but he's not ishech. So if the woman was an arusa when the kinui happened, and she was in arusa when she was alone with this guy, she doesn't go through the process. Because even if she was mizana, it wasn't tachas ishech. See Rashi. Masnisin meseches sota. Amen. Amen trei zimni l'rabbos kohani. She says, amen, amen. The second amen includes, not only am I swearing that I wasn't mizana with the guy that I was alone with, right? But I am swearing that I wasn't mizana with anybody in any of these situations. Okay. Shomeres yavam uknusa klomer dimhoisa yavimto v'konsa hayavam mashka also mashbia afal stirish nistra ba'older shomeres yavam. Right? She swears that she wasn't mizana when she was a shomeres yavam. Talking, we'll see, obviously from the way the Gemara continues, talking in a case where he was mekana her when she was a shomeres yavam. He said, don't be alone, you're omed to be my wife. right? I'm get ready to get married to you because you fell for my brother. So you better not be alone with so-and-so. And then he was Kolnisar. He lived with her. And then he, what's it called? She was alone with this guy. So now she goes through the process. So that's the case of Shomeris Yavam. Umayim Bolkinos, so I'll say it. And the, what's it called? Umashbiya, 1 second. Hayavam Mashko, so Umashbiya. Af al stira shenistra ba'odah Shomeris Yavam. See, now makes her take a shvua, not only are you taking a shvua that you didn't work mezana with this guy after I married you, after I had beer with you, but you take a shvua that you didn't work mezana with him before that either, when you still were a shomeris yavam. Umayim bolkin osal seim, and the waters, are effective for both of them. Because if she was mezana while she was a Shomeris Yavam, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. Why? Rabbi Akiva. This goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Mokminin lo mesecha sota. The Omer en kedushin tovsin b'chai v'ilavim. Right? Because a Shomeris Yavam, no one else can marry her. Because she's a chai v'ilavim. She's also belav to marry anybody but the Yavam. And if anybody attempts to marry her, the marriage is no good. Because Rabbi Akiva holds it that kedushin is not tovsin b'chai v'ilavim. So he considers a woman who's a Shomeris Yavam. She doesn't have Yibum yet, but she has Zika to Yibum. So she's also to marry anybody else. She's mamish like an Eishes Ish. She, even though she's not married to this guy yet, but she's also to everybody, just like a married woman's also to everybody, and you can't make Kedushin with her, just like you can't make Kedushin with a married woman. Just like what's it called? An Eishasi, she's also to her husband, if she's Mazana, so too a Shomeris Yavam, according to Rabbi Akiva, is also to the Yavam, if she's Mazana with somebody else. Shomeris Yavam nomi Mitzra Ayavama. The Kivan, the Mitzra, Alei, Baskinuyan. Sin, she'll become also to him if she was Mazana, so he can put her through the process. I want to make sure you're mutter to me. So I told you not to be alone with this guy, and if you were alone with him when you were Shomeris Yavam, you're also to me. So I want you to go through the process so I'll know that you're not also to me. Or that I'll know you're dead, and well, that'll solve the problem the other one, right? So that's the case of Shomeris Yavam. The Kina law, the Hisraba, Altistri, and Ish Ploni. Koni over here means, not that he was Kona her, means that he warned her. Kinui and Stira, he warned her not to be alone with this guy. Lo Shosos, the Boyin and Tachasishe. So we said that if a woman, the whole process was when she was in Arusa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. She was alone with this guy when she was in Arusa. She doesn't go through the process. Because you need tachas isheh. The ad ki sotis tachas isheh. If you were mezana in place of your husband, it has to be your husband, meaning you live with him. Okay, so v'osnan, Arusa v'shomeris yovim, lo sholsos v'lo notlos ksuba. They don't drink and they don't get their ksuba. They just don't, they're not allowed to live with their husband. They can't go through the process, so the process can't exonerate them. And the Mela, we're not sure if she's also or not, and this Raglaim Ladover, because she was alone with this guy. She claims they were playing chess, but he doesn't know, right? And it looks pretty suspicious. So therefore, she's also to him. Misafik. She's also to him. She can't go through the process, so she can never become mutter. And she caused this. Who told you to be alone with this guy? So she loses her ksuba. She doesn't get her ksuba. Rashi, lo notlos ksuba, im kina lo v'nistara. Shehi gar males or asatma lo. She caused this issue. So you caused me to have to divorce you. So you're not getting your ksuba. Right? I didn't want to divorce you. I would have loved to live with you. But Lamaishi, you could be with Mazano or somebody else. You asked yourself to me. She doesn't get her ksuba. So therefore, it can't be talking in Arusa, where he made the kinui when she's in Arusa, and the stira was when she's in Arusa. Ella, the koni lok she Arusa. It's talking where the kinui was when she was in Arusa. He married her and he said, I know you're friends with this guy, don't be alone with him. And then, the istatra, and then what's it called, she was alone with him, and then he married her. So the sequence was, he warned her when she was in Arusa. She was alone with the guy when she was in Arusa. And he didn't know about it, didn't find about it. Then he made Nisuin. He made Nisuin with her.
Then he found out she was alone with the guy, or then he woke up and decided that he's going to do something about it, right? And now he wants to bring her for the process when she's already in the suah. Okay? So she's already on the suah. So mi bat kolamaya. The water doesn't have any effect, meaning she doesn't go through the process in this case either. Why? For Tanya, the niko ha'ish mi'avon, this man sho ha'ish minuka mi'avon, ha'mayim botin ha'sishto. Ain ha'ish minuka mi'avon, ain ha'mayim botin ha'sishto. Only if the man is free from sin does the water test her. But if he's not free from sin, then the waters have no effect on her. So there's no test. There's no corroboration from the waters. And if she was already nister when she was in Arusa, after the kinu, she's osetim. And he still made nisua and live with her. So he's not manuka v'yavon. He has an aveira. So if he has an aveira, then the water won't check her, so she doesn't go through the process. So that can't be the case either. Where he made kinui when she's in Arusa, she was alone with a guy when she was in Arusa, and then he made Nisuin and lived with her, because he lived with her B'Issar. So now she can't go through the process anymore. If the husband had some aveira involved in this, then what's it called? Then the waters don't check her. Ella, so it must be talking, the koni lakshi Arusa. The kinui was when she was in Arusa, that's why he says Arusa. If nothing happened when she was in Arusa, then this case isn't talking about Arusa. We have to find something happened when she was in Arusa. So the kinui was when she was in Arusa. He married her, Arusin, and he said, don't be alone with this guy. The istatra, right? And then she was alone with the guy when she was in Arusa. And then nichnas l'chupa v'lo nivala. Then he was machnas l'chupa, but didn't have beer with her. So he didn't do any aveira. Making chupa with a woman who's usher to you is not an aveira. Living with her is the aveira. So he never was over any aveira. He's nika mi'avam. He's free of sin. He didn't live with her. He just was machnas or l'chupa v'lo nivala, a case of chupa, without beer. Ushma mina yesh chupa l'psulos. And even though she's usher to him, she's pasul, the chupa helps to make her tachas ishech. Same thing, the chupa helps to apasul from truma. That's a shayla. Does a chupa with an isha psula have a din of chupa? Does it have the effect of chupa or not? Here you see it does have the effect of chupa to make her considered tachas isheich, that now she can drink. He doesn't have any aveira because he didn't live with her. She's in a suah now, so she's tachas isheich. So you see that chupa has an effect. So same thing by truma, the chupa has an effect. Rashi, Ella dekani lakshi arusa v'ka istatra be'iruseha, the naso mashkila. Elamai, you'll say the case is, he made kinui when she's in Arusa, and she was alone with the guy when she was in Arusa, and after that, he lived with her. He made her nisuin with bia. That can't be. Umi batkila, right, that won't work. She won't go through the process. Vatanya, menuka miyavon, shlo bo'ale lachash nisra. It has to be where the husband did not live with her after she became usher to him. Because if he lived with her after she became usher to him, then he's not free from sin and the waters don't check her. Shatora osra alav nisiva he nitma. Right? So Torah, as soon as she is alone with this guy after the kinu, she's usher to him. And now if he makes nisuin with bia after that, so he's over an issur. And now the water won't check her anymore. Elamai, it must be talking, where he made nisuin without bia. So he wasn't over any issur. He just had nisuin, chuppah. And the chuppah is with a woman who's also tip. And still we see the chuppah has effect, and it's called tachas isheich. And now she drinks. Because if the chuppah would have no effect, since she's also to him, then she wouldn't be isheich. He wouldn't be her lawful wedded husband. Right? He'd just be an arus, and she wouldn't drink. Ushma mina midamashkila yesh chuppah l'psulos. The Karinin Beit Tachas Isheich. The Kani Lo Chuppah. The Chuppah helps. The Afagav De Lo Chazi Labiya, even though she's also to him. The Ha'asura Lo Mishanistra. So therefore, that's what Rav Shesha said, Avariah, from Mishnah and Sota, that Yesh Chuppah the Psulos like Rav. Omar Rava, the Tisbara, the Hamitarzahi. Rava said, what do you bring your Raya from that Mishnah? That Mishnah, you can't learn the way that it says. It doesn't work out. There's something wrong with this Mishnah. So you're going to have to explain the Mishnah somehow different than it is. Memela, there's not going to be any proof from you. Why? V'haki also Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina midoroma, when Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, also v'aisi masnisa biyode, he brought a brisa with him. It says mi ba'aladei isheich, mi shekodma shrivas ba'al leboel, v'lo shekodma shrivas boel lebal. He came and he said there's another condition of when a woman goes through the process and when not. It has to be that she lived with her, with the husband before she lived, or possibly lived with the other guy. But if she never lived with her husband, right, then she, what's it called, doesn't become, and she lives with the other one before she ever lived with her husband, she doesn't go through the process. So therefore, whatever you're going to say, it doesn't work out. Because if we're talking in a case where he had bia with her after the Erusin, after she was nister, he's not Manuka Miyava. She doesn't go through the process. If we're talking like Rav Sheshet said, that it's talking where he didn't have bia, he made Nisuin after she was alone with the guy. She already could have lived with this guy. Now he made Nisuin. He didn't live with her. He didn't have bia with her, right? But he only made Nisuin. And now she's a Nisua, so she goes through the process. No way. Because if she taka lived with the other guy, it was before she ever lived with him, because he never lived with her. So even if yesh chuppah the psulim, but the chuppah was, even if he lived with her, and there wouldn't be a din of menuka mi'avon, the adultery had to have happened after she lived with him at least once. But if she never lived with him, she doesn't go through the process. So even if yesh chuppah the psulos, and she's called tachas isheich, but she never lived with him, right? So the bia of the adulterous bia didn't take place before she had a bia with her husband. It took place before she had a bia with her husband. And that's another tanai, it's another condition that she shouldn't drink. So we're back to stage one. How is this case talking? It can't be talking in any of the ways he said, because in all these cases she wouldn't go through the process. So you're going to have to say something, which we'll see tomorrow. And I can't believe to get to the middle of the next Ahmed, but like we said in Yavamas, we'll do this right according to how much it is a stickle complicated. I think now it's less complicated, at least to me it is. So you heard already, I heard it about the eighth time, but for me, but the first time it's a little bit less complicated. But now we know what we're talking about. This Mishnah can't be just a simple case. There must be something here that's missing, that we have to add to it. So once you have to do that and you play around with the Mishnah, there's no proof anymore to yesh chuppah the psulos or not. Can't be talking in a case where he did live with her, or can't be talking in a case where he didn't live with her. So how's it talking? How can it be an arusa? Whether he lived with her or not, it's not going to work out. She doesn't go through the process. That's what we're holding. Tomorrow, Ron Bar Chama will explain the Mishnah, and we'll see if there's a proof or no proof.